to do the ordinary in an extraordinary way. This is St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Employment opportunities to become an insurance agent and information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. I was reading just before starting this program a piece by Father Dwight Longenecker. It was published on the National Catholic Register. And I had retweeted it just before coming on the air, but I wanted to use it as a jumping off point to talk about Corpus Christi, because it really is a great piece. It's really a good piece by this priest who is immersed in the thick of it in life. I mean, here's a priest who's a convert to the Roman Catholic faith, who's married himself, has a family. And he gives a wonderful example here of what the Eucharist means to him and what the Eucharist is about. But before I dive into his own thoughts, I want to share a little insight that he gives from another priest, Dom Gregory Dix, which I had never heard before. And this really made me pause and think, of all of Jesus's commands, of all of Jesus's mandates that he gave to his apostles and to you and to me, which one would you say has been the command that has been most obeyed down through history? Have you ever thought about that? There's a lot of commands I've thought about that have been neglected by the church or by individuals within the church, I should say. But have you ever thought about which is the command that was kept the best? Well, maybe it's the command of Jesus to do this in memory of me. It's Dom Gregory Dix that writes about that and says, "Was ever another command so obeyed? For century after century, spreading slowly to every continent and country and among every race on this earth, this action has been done." That is to say, the celebration of the Most Holy Eucharist. "In every conceivable human circumstance, for every conceivable human need, from infancy and before it to extreme old age and after it, from the pinnacle of earthly greatness to the refuge of fugitives in the caves and dens of the earth, men have found no better thing than this to do for kings at their crowning and for criminals going to the scaffold, for armies in triumph, or for a bride and bridegroom in a little country church." I mean, it just reads, I mean, it's beautiful, isn't that? That's Dom Gregory Dix, quoted by Father Dwight Longenecker. That really made me stop and think, my goodness, this command of Jesus to do this in memory of me, to continue his presence in the Most Holy Eucharist down through the generations, has been observed in every part of the earth, in every language nearly spoken by mankind, in every circumstance, as Dom Dix points out, in all of these different needs from the beginning of life to the end, in triumph and in great failure, in times of the greatest joy and times of the greatest sorrow, the Eucharist has been celebrated, and we continue to do that, to celebrate the sacrament of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Jesus. In some parts of the world, they are observing the Feast of Corpus Christi today, the Thursday after the Sunday of the Most Holy Trinity. In other parts of the country, in the world, as in much of this country in which I live, the United States of America, that feast day has been moved to Sunday, this coming Sunday. But regardless of when you celebrate it, I wanted to take this opportunity and moment to reflect upon this, the greatest mystery of our faith, and yet the source and summit of our faith, as the Catechism, as the Church documents describe the Eucharist. Before I move on from Father Longenecker's reflection, though, before I dive into the Catechism, what I wanted to share is also Father Longenecker's his own experience in celebrating the Eucharist, and how our faith is not only about those moments of great reflection, of miraculous encounter with the Lord, not only about those times when we're maybe drawn up to the seventh heaven and we experience euphoria and all the beauty of our faith, but the Eucharist is about the body and blood of Jesus, the blood, sweat, and tears of our Lord. It's about his body offered for you and for me. As Father Longenecker points out, or puts it, the gritty reality of Corpus Christi, of the body of Christ. How Jesus is present in a very, very human way and yet brings his divinity to that experience so that you and I, we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist, but also Jesus encounters us. Jesus meets us in the, you know, the ordinary circumstances of our life. And sometimes you go to Mass and you're struggling and you're suffering and maybe you're not there. Maybe you're distracted. You go to Mass and you're not having the most mystical experience. And guess what? Jesus is still there. In fact, Jesus knows the reality that you're experiencing. And Jesus wants to be part of that reality. And Jesus wants you to bring all of that to him. It's really amazing when we look at the Eucharist, how God places himself in the midst of this very messy world and this very complicated reality that you and I have to subsist in. How amazing it is that the Lord comes to meet us and gives us his body and blood to be nourished and to be strengthened and to receive him. We need Jesus in the Eucharist. We need him because, as the Catechism quotes the church documents, the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. That is to say, it's from the Eucharist that our Christian life comes, and it's to the Eucharist that all of our life should be oriented. Now, I know some people out there, especially those who are not Catholic, might be hearing this and thinking, this is crazy. This is crazy. The Eucharist? Wait, what about God himself in heaven? What about, well, that's where you have to stop. The reason that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life is because the Eucharist is Jesus. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Eucharist is the Lord, is God himself. Not just a symbol, and not just a reenactment of what happened 2,000 years ago. But in the celebration of the Most Holy Mass and in the receiving of the Eucharist, we are witness to and recipients of Jesus risen from the dead. It's true, hidden behind these sacramental signs of bread and wine, these symbols that do recognize, remind us of amazing realities and connections to Scripture, all of the different places we could look to see how bread is used, not the least of which is the reference that Jesus makes in John 6 to the manna that was given to God's people, just as manna rained down from heaven and fed God's people as they wandered in the desert. So God has rained down upon us the life and grace that comes from Jesus, so that as we wander through this wilderness of life, sometimes aimlessly, sometimes not with the direction we need, we can be nourished, sustained for the journey. And of course, we know the symbolism of wine, which will eventually be taken up, drawn up into the sacrament that Jesus establishes on that Last Supper, at that Last Supper that he celebrated with his apostles. The Eucharist is something so amazing, something so important, that without it, the church would not exist. That without the Eucharist, you and I would never be fully initiated into the Christian life. That without the Eucharist, we wouldn't even be able to continue in this life. It's because of the Eucharist that you and I can have such an intimate encounter with Jesus. And this is what we celebrate in the Feast of Corpus Christi, a feast that was commissioned and argued for by St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote many hymns to go along with this particular feast day, all because we have a realization of how important the Eucharist is in our life, that we need to be reminded of that. I think too often you and I take for granted the presence of Jesus in our life. Too often we've become desensitized, accustomed to going to Mass, to receiving Jesus, and then we leave that church and we forget about the great miracle we've just participated in. We forget about the fact that we have just had an encounter with the summit, the pinnacle of the Christian life, with Jesus himself. We need to return to the Eucharist. We need to return to Jesus and the fact that he makes himself present to us, both in the reception of Holy Communion at Mass, as well as in Eucharistic adoration available in chapels around the world, some parts of the world, and maybe even in your church, perpetually, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is the opportunity to come before Jesus in the Eucharist, literally at 3 a.m. If you get up and you need to come back to Jesus, you can go and be with him. If you find a chapel with Eucharistic adoration celebrated perpetually in your area, chances are it's nearby, and yet we don't take advantage of it. Maybe we can look it up. Maybe you and I can explore how we can spend more time in adoration, in honor of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in honor of this celebration of Corpus Christi, which maybe you celebrated today, or maybe you're going to celebrate with great solemnity in just a few days' time this weekend. Whatever the case, we need to return to Jesus. We need to return to the Eucharist, to the source and summit of our Christian life. We need to realize that Jesus wants to give himself body, blood, soul, and divinity to every one of us. If only we could be prepared for that encounter. If only we would realize how amazing that moment would be. We would never take it for granted again. We would profit from it immeasurably, and we would become the saints that God wants us to be, even this side of heaven. God willing, that will happen to you and to me, but we have to turn to the Eucharist if we expect that to be the case. I'm Father Matthew. I'll be back in just a minute.